Hi everybody, here we are again. Happy New Year, or happy start of the New Year, we should say. With us today are...
Chris. Sarah.
Miwai.
Asher.
Miwai's got to be quiet today. We're trying to start it here, and too many ideas, not enough ideas to talk about, so here we go.
All right.
Miwai was going to start us today.
So, first topic is that this is the first... podcast ever for the new year.
Woo-hoo! 2012.
Happy, done, happy done. End of whatever it's the end of.
The world.
Those
yes.
Mayans.
So some as people you think heard. It's the end of cult. Like,
did you see that commercial? There's a comic out over break. It said, well, let's just see what happens. It's like the Mayans were writing the calendars when they ran out of paper.
Yeah. That's like, my theory. Huh. That's like, they just didn't want to do it anymore.
I don't know if the Mayans knew about, like, leap years, so maybe, like, it ends on October 26th instead, and we just don't know it.
Or maybe it already ended.
Yeah, maybe the world has been over forever.
Maybe we're in limbo.
Yeah.
Maybe you, listener, all of this is just your imagination, and you are actually a patient in a psychiatric ward.
Wait. Freaky. Do you think anybody actually listens?
No. Well, if you do, then you're cool.
Isn't there one person, like, wasn't one of your friends listen to it or something?
Thank you.
Not
Soraya?
No.
Does she listen to it?
She might. I haven't asked her.
I actually listened to it one day. It was kind of fun. I was driving home in the car one day, and I just listened to them all. It was kind of, oh yeah, I remember this. You guys are nuts. It was fun.
Yep.
I'm scared to listen to the... podcast.
We'll get to...
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll admit I haven't listened to one without me last weekend. Last time.
That wasn't that bad.
That wasn't bad.
Wait, was I there?
Oh, yeah, I had to tell you to, like, knock it off before I beat you with a stick.
Knock what off?
I wish I was there.
Yeah. Which one was that? Was that the one with the end of the world, or was that...
That was the one where you're like, I don't want to lose my job.
Oh, I gotta
my
listen
job? No, I'm really confused.
No. Never mind.
Well, anyway, well,
moving on.
I'm not like
I haven't listened to that one.
Lose funding? What funding?
Yes.
From what organization? I'm kidding. So, what did you do over the break?
Let me back up a step, because I wasn't at that meeting, because I left early because my wife was in the emergency room.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you guys got that much information. I had to leave early.
It's like me and Ashton, right?
Yeah.
But she was, she tore her Achilles tendon.
Ouch.
So I had to bug out of here. Yeah. And her ankle is really swollen. Still.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll put that as the picture for their show, as a picture of her ankles.
Yeah. I'm sure she'd love that.
She would know.
She'd appreciate it.
She would know. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's been quite a few teachers who had... some cataclysms happen in their lives. Like Summer Hayes tore a tendon.
Yeah.
Some guy had a wife in trouble. I can't remember who.
Smith's
Healy's
wife had cancer.
Healy's
but that was
father,
last year, though. That was a big issue. Issues. But
Healy's father passed away.
That was just this last weekend. Yeah. Healy had his arm in a sling
last
year.
Oh, I remember
that. Yeah, and Mr. Brown at the GTI, who teaches my 3D animation class.
Yeah, I've heard about him.
He had a... his wife had a child.
Oh, yeah.
So
I
he was gone for
a
week.
But
that.
Well, that's
a good
thing.
Thing.
Yeah, that's
so,
a good thing. Yeah.
But that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. But that was a bad thing for me, because I couldn't have any access to...
Stupid child had to come with the inconvenient... I was not expecting that at all.
What?
if you missed it, then you missed it. That's
yeah,
just
that's true.
You'll have to go back and listen to it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. If I come next week, punch you in the shoulder, then you know why.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways.
But I wear shoulder pads.
Well, okay. Now repeating the question: what did we do over the break?
Watched a lot of movies.
Like key question is: what did we do?
Watched a lot of movies.
I wrote my book.
Oh,
wrote
nice.
Book?
I'm writing a book.
Really?
I'm writing 12.
Actually, I'm writing 12. It seems much farther. I just started 2 years ago. I finished one book. Now I'm editing another.
Do me a favor?
Yes?
Get it published so I can put it in the library here?
Okay, I plan to.
Don't worry. Seriously? I mean...
Yeah, I was gonna
I'm
get
not sure if mine will be high school library appropriate.
Even better.
Yay. We'll put it in the section of books that you're not
supposed
to touch
worry,
and everybody's
this library
get
is very
however
lenient.
High schooler wrote it.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah. That reminds me of what happened in Writers Guild last year.
There are. And then, which and one? You can ask me, so
there,
she'll bring
it up.
There
was just this time where we were reading something, and, like, Annalise took it the wrong way, and she was like, there are sophomores in here. Then she looked at me, and she said, a sophomore wrote this! And I was like, he... it wasn't supposed to be read like that. You misinterpreted it. Oh, it was unfortunate.
Shut up. The book I was on, it was written by a 16-year-old. A book that shouldn't be in a high school.
Interesting. Yeah.
I think it was Shut Out.
My writing's a little bit darker than you would. Yeah.
Well, this is
but they always have
this
happy
is much
endings.
More realistic.
Yeah.
But it still wasn't necessarily appropriate. It was the chair, I swear.
There's
kitchen
chairs.
So, yeah, get it published.
I will.
And if I don't have it in a couple weeks, I'm going to come after you because it's as easy as just. Somewhere online, yeah. We'll publish it for you.
Mm-hmm. I know, I'm getting it, like, I'm editing it, I'm in the process of editing it right now.
Oh, okay. Editing
so,
is torture.
You can't edit your own work.
Yeah, you're going to need a lot of good editors to do that. I mean, editing isn't something you do in a month, it's something you do over a year.
Well, I mean, but you can't edit your own work because your work is in your head too much. And
well, no, it's
you
possible,
know what
but
you
it's...
mean in
yeah.
your writing.
I know, I waited to edit it for like 6 months.
Yeah, that's good, but you should have had someone else edit it while you were
with
me.
But it's like, I don't want...
Don't you have like a writer's club or something?
Yeah, Writer's Guild.
I did that last year, and we ended up being kicked out.
It was a little messy.
It irritated Mirai a little bit.
Not that much.
Oh, did it? Oh, okay.
It really irritated Tawny, though.
Oh, yeah, it did. I remember that.
Yeah.
I mean, it got out of hand a little bit, and I was a little...
Yeah.
Well, it was a little distracting, right. but it's...
There was a little guild drama, but
synopsis.
We got over it.
Hmm? What?
What's it about?
Oh, it's...
I'm sorry, we're talking about her book now.
No, it's okay. I love talking about it.
But
it's like a spin-off of Alice in Wonderland, except for it's like her daughter, and she goes into Wonderland, and she meets all the characters that...
Alice has a daughter?
Well, she grew up.
Oh, she does now.
Well, yeah, she grew up, and she had a daughter, and she gets falling down the hole, and she meets everyone that Alice meets, except for there's, like, a time continuum kind of thing, where it's, like, it's only been 2 weeks in Wonderland since, but it's been, like, 20 years for Alice.
So it's, like, Narnia?
A little bit.
And Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies, kind of.
What?
Not Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies.
Pride and
does
Prejudice
zombies?
And Zombies.
No.
Do you want it to have zombies?
Well, the basic
possibly.
Idea of Pride and Prejudice
sure.
and Zombies is that they pretty much just took Pride and Prejudice and
oh,
made
yeah.
everybody zombies.
Yeah, no, not exactly, actually.
Lady Catherine de Bourgh is like this...
Or Anna Karenina is the
crazy
same thing.
Lady Catherine de
Bourgh. Oh, yeah?
No,
okay,
that's
so,
the right...
So more
I'm getting my Austin mixed up.
Your books and your skills, you know, instead of going on to... So you've written one, too?
I've written 12? Several...
I've written like 12 books.
I've written more than 12 books. I never finished them, but I've gotten really far in a bunch of them.
So you haven't written 12 books. You've started 12
I've
books.
I've finished one, cool. But it wasn't terribly fantastic. I wrote it back in, like, 7th and 8th grade, and I was like, this is the coolest thing ever! And then, like, I forgot about it, and then, like, 3 years later, I looked at it, and I was like, ew. Just the writing
say,
was really gross.
This looks like it was written by a 7th grader.
Yeah, and it was, which made it even
cool.
worse.
Well,
was it the one with the
bring it on?
No,
bring
you haven't seen it.
I saw someone reading something of someone's that had illustrations and had a story next to it. But
I think I told you about
I
this
actually
before,
really liked that story. It was poorly edited.
The book
but...
called Free,
I don't know.
Where it was this guy. The book he actually wrote, he pretty much wrote for nothing. He bought a laptop and it was it. He used the wireless at the coffee shop, typed it all up using Google Docs, and sent it to a publisher who publishes online for free.
That's
but
cool.
It's a multi-million-dollar book, more or less. But anyway, he's got to be making some money on it.
That's
but
crazy.
Point being, you can do a lot. You don't need a lot of stuff to write a book anymore, because so much of the editing stuff is free—not editing, but creating stuff is free.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, cool.
Yeah.
Can't wait to get it in my library.
Yeah.
So me, like, can check it out.
What?
Huh? What?
Why?
You get to check out my book.
I don't read. No, I'm kidding.
You should.
I rarely read anymore.
I was about to throw you out the window. Just
snobbed. What?
Oh, hey, you do read, yeah.
You just don't read good.
You don't speak good either. You're not a good public speecher at all.
Learn to speech food better. So what's next on your list?
Wait, what did everyone do for Christmas?
Oh, yeah, Kristen wrote her book.
That shot never bailed, but so that's interesting. A bunch of high schoolers didn't do anything over break, or they just can't tell us.
Nothing special about Christmas.
Asher watched something.
I watched all the Tom Cruise Mission Impossible movies.
That's awesome. Oh, yeah, I went on it. That was one of the movies that we went to go see was Mission Impossible 4.
Yeah, I watched 1 through 4, and it was... Well, the first one was pretty good, and then I, like, messed it up with the second one.
Doo-doo-doo.
And then I also went to the dentist.
I think the actual real Mission Impossible stuff is better.
Yeah.
Have you seen the actual series? You probably have. Pointing to Smedberg.
I was going to bring that up a moment ago because Asher told me he saw that earlier, and I mentioned something about the TV series, and he did not know there was a series.
Yeah, the TV series is different from the movies. The movies are completely centered around action. And they have some clever scenes.
Tom Cruise.
There was
his hair.
They're mostly about action.
His excellent profile.
But the actual Mission Impossible series was basically
Raymond Burr.
They had a main character, and he was like a project leader, and he would hire certain specialists to do a certain job that was impossible, in quotations.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it?
You know, it's funny you're talking about it, because the way you're talking about Mission Impossible and Tom Cruise, and now all of a sudden it's got a plot, and I keep thinking, yeah, like Charlie's Angels had a plot.
Or like how a Miyazaki movie has a plot.
It's got a plot.
What? Oh, you want to be careful when treading that ground.
Don't get me wrong. I love Miyazaki's movies. Yeah, they're my favorite.
I saw the new Sherlock Holmes plots.
They do. It's very thin.
They can talk.
I want to see that.
That is a really, really good movie. I was not going in there for high expectations just because it's a sequel. Yeah. But I was really surprised, actually.
It always makes movies better, too, when you go in with low expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if, like, the movie sucks, if you have no expectations and you go see it, you come out going, yeah, it was pretty good.
That's,
unless it was terrible, then you're like, yeah.
All this stupid government thing that's going on right now with the Iowa caucus. And they said that the results, they were surprised at the results. Like, wait a minute, how can you be surprised at the results when you had no expectations of what was going to happen?
Yeah.
Like, we have no idea what's going to happen. Oh, what a surprise.
Ah.
Like, wait a minute.
You're like...
Anyway, sorry.
Hmm.
So, what'd you do, Mi-Y?
Presents. What'd I get?
Present time. Okay. See you inside.
Got socks.
Please reference.
I got a chocolate orange.
Tasty.
Those are delicious.
And...
we should make orange chocolate next. Shake things up a bit.
Yeah, that's the... Oh, I got some money. That's also interesting, I guess. I got
money.
Simpson
was
Grant.
Interesting.
Simpson Grant. It's fun.
Simpson Grant.
You do know which dollar bill he is in front of.
Oh, those guys. Yes.
His first name is Ulysses.
Yeah.
He's the useless
guy. That's why
I say
Simpson Grant, because Ulysses is an interesting name that I don't want to spend the time elaborating every...
You're spending a lot of time elaborating.
Yeah, I know.
No, I've never heard anyone call him Simpson Grant before. I've heard Grant,
and have
General
gone through,
Grant.
And have gone through Smith's class.
You know what's amazing? If he had been, like, a terrible leader, his nickname could have been Useless. That would have been funny. Because Ulysses sounds like Useless. Get that? That's a pun. Yeah. I made a funny.
He was pretty useless. I mean,
Simpson?
He was good in the war, but he was pretty worthless as a president.
Yeah,
I
didn't
like him. I don't like him much at all. But I think that might be because of other reasons.
Well... since you don't like it, if you ever get a picture of him, we'll be sure to, you know, take it from you. Okay.
And burn it before your eyes.
Or
spend the picture.
So wait, if that ever happens, bring it to me first before these guys.
Okay.
Burn it. He'll...
Yeah, burning.
If you ever find
a
rectangular piece of paper with Grant's face on it, I will gladly take it off your hands.
But I'm your friend, so I get it first.
You do know why.
She's just going to come with a
ring
of papers.
We just had that conversation.
Yeah.
She has like 1,000 of them. She's like, I had some in like my sock drawer. I don't know how they got there.
Hate him that badly. It's just I don't like him very much.
I like him when his face is green. I mean,
yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. but...
Oh, you'd like it a lot, believe me.
So, anyway, what did you guys get for Christmas?
I got a giant recipe book. It was amazing.
Ooh. Giant recipe. How to make giants?
No. It was just a big recipe book.
Oh. Yes. Cool.
I enjoyed it. And then I got a little...
I realized that you're making a lot of dad puns.
What?
Sorry, it's a reference to How I Met Your Mother. Apparently, dads...
You met my mother? So when did you meet my mom?
There's a series called How I Met Your Mother.
TVs.
I think it's a sitcom? Question mark?
Yeah, it's a sitcom.
Yeah, okay. Probably.
I haven't
it's
seen
hilarious.
It, but I've
But apparently,
saw the
dads make a lot of puns on and play on word jokes. So.
Oh, my father
oh, yeah,
does.
My dad
that's,
does.
That's why it's a reference as dad jokes.
Sorry.
It's okay.
But I'm just commenting on your
I've heard more from
puns.
Her. Does that make her like a dad?
I am your father.
Makes her have a...
No, you're not.
Me why? I am your father.
No!
It's not true!
Wait.
It's impossible.
How is that possible?
How is that possible?
Have you seen the Robot Chicken of that? No. He's like, we shall rule the universe as father and son. And Luke is like, father and son. And he imagines them, like, going fishing and, like, beating people up together, then, like, high-fiving each other afterwards. And then he, like, turns around to go over to where Darth Vader is, and then he falls off of the thing. And it's like, oh, okay. It was. I love Robot Chicken.
You ever seen that?
Did anyone see any
everybody.
Snow on Christmas?
No.
Oh.
Nope.
No.
I'm
not
complaining. I know that the one thing I did not notice during Christmas was the snow. I didn't bother to look outside because I stayed inside the whole day.
I didn't mind at all.
I didn't mind.
I'd rather have it in the late.
But it's a tradition.
I did. It's cold. We went skiing a couple times and it was terrible.
I looked up in the mountains.
I heard about that. I heard that the snow on the mountains is kind of bad. Like, you know the best snow on earth sign? They're going to have to change
year.
It to where's the snow.
Yeah.
But that's everywhere.
You should change it to worst air quality.
Where's the beef?
It is January, and it's, what, 50 degrees out today?
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
I like it.
So, what's happening next week? Does anyone know?
4-day weekend.
Change
weekend.
Oh, yeah.
4-day week.
We've actually got 3 4-day weeks in a row.
That's pretty dang awesome.
Do. This week, next week, and the week after.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How's the week?
Next week, Friday and Monday are off.
Oh, okay, you meant school days. I thought you were talking about weekends. It was like...
Yeah, we have 3 4-day weekends in a row. No, it's
3 4-day
weeks.
That would be so cool. I'd be like, yeah, but no.
I like having the 4-day weeks.
They're fun.
They're nice.
You have to sleep in one extra day.
Oh, I never said what I got for Christmas. I got a Wacom tablet.
Woot.
Okay, well, what kind...
An Intuos 4.
Intuos 4. Is that a draw, what you see and draw, or is that a...
it's a...
draw, I got it.
You have to look at the computer screen.
They're different kinds of tablets. Like, my tablet is Motion Computing LE1600 with Wacom properties on it, but it's a computer itself, and you draw directly on.
Well,
the
make
computer,
me feel
so.
Bad about my Christmas mirror.
Yeah,
gosh.
Yeah.
Yours.
Well, it was my Christmas present to myself last year. So.
Good job.
This is my Christmas present to myself.
No,
it's a ring, but you can't see it because you're listening.
Okay.
But it's very pretty. It's very pretty.
Okay.
So you got a tablet.
Yes, it's quite exciting. I was
okay.
there when they bought it, though, so there really were no surprises. Oh, my brother and sister-in-law got me a whole bunch of Pocky, which was nice.
Yay.
Pocky?
Yeah.
Pocky.
I was
I
happy.
Pocky.
They're like, here, Sarah, strawberry and chocolate Pocky.
Oh, man.
And Botan rice candy. And I was like, dang,
oh,
that's awesome.
Oh, have you ever had the Japanese treat where you take the, you get the
yeah,
steak and you dip it in your own icing? Yum, yum, yeah.
Yum.
Never had that.
Those are so good.
Strawberry or chocolate?
I like chocolate.
I'm a strawberry guy. It's weird. Like, you're holding something pink. Shut up. It's good.
Shut up. You're holding something pink. We're going to use that line.
Yes.
Just letting you know, if you see that line somewhere, it was me.
Okay.
Shut up. You're holding something pink?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. It's just
no.
Funny.
What I didn't say that, but whatever. You can use that line.
Okay, I'm gonna.
So it's at the end of quarter, right? The quarter. Wow.
Yeah.
Quarter.
The quarter and the semester right now.
Yep.
So, anybody have drastic class changes they want to talk
I'm
about?
I'm missing two classes from my schedule, and I'm like, what?
I'm gonna try to switch from I guess, philosophy to concert choir. Found out today I've
I should be in choir.
Been singing, I guess, kind of tenor two, bass one all semester, and I found out today apparently I'm a bass two.
Oh, how lovely. Yeah. That is a very low singing voice.
Oh, no, well, yeah, we were, I guess we're getting ready for the auditions for concert choir, and we're, I asked if I could try doing the bass too, which is kind of, it's the lower end of the singing, so I went into the back and started our singing, and he kept telling me I was going too low.
So, you're like, well.
It's like, you need to go higher. It's like, what? I thought this was bass too. Like, it is, but you need to go higher. Okay.
That's good.
I'm a mid-soprano. I used to be an alto, but then I got a voice teacher and she told me it was a lie.
Hmm? We used to watch The Sopranos.
I have never heard of that.
And I'm Rake on Glass. Thank you very much.
I cannot sing for my life.
That was kind of awesome. You really can't. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I like listening to her sing though because it's funny.
It makes you feel that much better. Yeah.
Now, if I could do the 100 high dive off topic,
that'd be interesting.
What was I going to say? Oh, something have like any of you done. Heard of Korea's Got Talent?
Yes.
I heard some of
Did you see the one with the boy who sang
the homeless kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how I watched it. I came upon it just randomly.
I was looking for a really Korean version of American Idol. And
story
that's
about
I
the guy.
The guy sings well.
He yeah.
He
makes
homeless.
Me happy.
He was he lived alone
like his
for
whole life
most for 16 years.
Mm, that's sad.
And like first 5 years in an orphanage and then the rest just on the streets.
Mm. He ran away because they were evil at the orphanage.
Oh. Quote unquote. But probably even. True.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah. He's got like an amazing operatic voice. It's really crazy, freaking awesome. Like Charlotte Church, but Asian, which makes
so
it 10 times better.
But yeah.
His voice is super special, awesome.
Oh, has any of you
super
heard
mega
of
foxy,
the
awesome
show?
Hot? If any of you
so,
got that reference,
spinning
you
back
are my
on
favorite.
To the train, I say.
Oh, train.
Train.
I like trains.
Look up the video.
Yes, you
anyways,
do, son.
Has anyone seen the art show? It
no.
Just got set up today.
Oh, yeah, I submitted a bunch of stuff.
I
and there's
have
actually
to submit sure. stuff.
I
had
seen
to submit
it yet.
Stuff, so
yeah,
I've got
same.
Four pieces in there. Yeah. I don't like any of them, but I had to submit something. I'm like, no, what do I submit? So I submitted four
you
digital
know,
pieces.
This doesn't make any it. Sense to me. I sing and I draw, but I'm not in choir or art.
Why?
You
I don't
it
know.
Out.
Come into
and yet you
class.
Write, which is
I
good for you.
Yeah,
I do write too. I do a lot of stuff. Your rings are so cool. Sorry, just.
Thank you.
You're born.
I had a panic attack
yeah,
just
I'll
then.
I'll tell you more about them later.
Okay, yay. Very cool rings.
Oh, has anybody heard about? Was it last week? No, this week. No, next
I
week.
I have to know
next
what
you're week
about
there's like a band or. Music thing going on at the end of the week. Or is that today?
I don't know.
It's probably next week.
I rarely
wait.
Like, Bateman setting up some kind of, you know, musical concert.
Wasn't he teaching
concert.
Band
about
this year or something?
I didn't hear about this.
It's, like, mainly for the rock.
Yeah.
Rock group, the rock class.
Yeah.
I wonder, does the rock class, like, do you like, have to play guitar or something in order to join it? Is there a spot for just vocals? Because I can't play guitar worth crap, but
ask
I've
him.
Been told I have a good
you can
voice.
Go, you can just walk up into the class and ask the guy.
Hello,
yeah.
Bateman.
I mean, go play.
Talk
yeah,
to me.
Bateman has three rows of razor-sharp teeth. No, he doesn't. He's a friendly guy.
He's got
he
four.
Really nice. Yeah,
the
no,
most
I mean,
recent edition was made
just,
of tin cans.
Just go up to him and ask.
Okay.
When you have time. Because
that might be cool to do that next year. Or next semester,
yeah.
If it's a semester class.
Yeah.
It's one semester.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Sweet, you should look into that.
Be like, I'm a singer. What? So no. Speaking of singing, we should talk about Asian music now.
Okay.
With
our 6 minutes that we have left.
Yes.
Yeah.
It will consume the whole 6 minutes.
I'm sorry,
start.
But I
well,
say in terms...
Well, no, you sit down.
In terms of Asian music, I'm right now loving Asian Kung Fu Generation the best.
Asian Kung Fu Generation is amazing. Look them up.
Have you seen, All Right Part 2?
It's a threat. Sorry,
have you seen the video All Right Part 2?
No.
It's a really cool song, and it's an interesting MV, because they play with perspective. Can you think of any other songs off the top? It's hard to think of a song off the top of your head because they're kind of similar, but I like all the differences in them.
This is just my personal opinion, but the Korean girl band Girls' Generation sucks.
They've got some catchy songs.
They are catchy, but I hate them.
Listen to them many by men.
G, baby, baby. It's stuck in my head all the time, and I'm like, no!
See, they're the Uber trolls.
Oh, I hate them. Super Junior, on the other hand.
What about Brown Eyed Girls?
Brown Eyed Girls are amazing. Abracadabra, I think, is their best song.
The only two bands that I actually have downloaded is Shiny and 2PM.
I love 2PM. Which of their songs? I've got 2PM songs.
Discography. So I don't know any of the specific songs, but I do listen to them when I listen to artist discogs all the time. Do you know what a discography is? Or
I've got...
You know what they are, right? Discographies?
I've got TikTok and Heartbeat.
It's like if you get as many songs as possible, shove them into a file for people to download. That's discography. Discography is supposed to have all the songs of the artist in whatever album or form they come in.
Oh, yeah.
But come on. Give a guy a break.
So
in general, it's just a file with as many songs stuffed into them as possible.
Japanese music is pretty cool too. They've got some good stuff. They've got some weird stuff. Like there's some stuff where I'll listen to it and I'll be like, "What?"
So you haven't heard of Beat Crusaders, Ripcline?
No. I'm more into K-pop.
Shikau. No, oh that sucks. But I mean, no, it's okay. It's just I'm not a fan of K-pop.
No, it's okay. You don't read Rurouni Kenshin.
J-Rock and J-Pop. Well, not J-Pop.
Wait, what
did
you say about Rurouni Kenshin? Rurouni Kenshin. We're talking.
He doesn't read Rurouni Kenshin.
I
know.
I've only read
and there be about
Smack a Biatch. Okay, sorry.
Have you read any Air Gear yet?
The art is weird.
What?
It's weird.
What do you mean?
They're coming back. They're gonna start doing Rurouni Kenshin again, and also doing the Life movie.
Okay.
No, they're not.
I'm not reading Rurouni Kenshin anymore.
They're doing a live action of Rurouni Kenshin, Kristen.
Do you know where Rurouni Kenshin Week is this year?
Rurouni Kenshin Week is going to be sometime...
End of April?
He doesn't know what Rurouni Kenshin Week is.
What do you mean, weird? Sorry, I'm a very deviant fan of...
We're talking about Rurouni Kenshin.
And you're saying it's weird?
Rurouni Kenshin Week is the best. It's
pretty good.
It's my favorite manga of all time. It really is. Me and my friend Nick, whose last name shall remain unknown, but if you know me, you know Nick. Yeah, him, sure. No,
cool guy.
He is a cool guy. He's a great guy. But anyway, Rurouni Kenshin Week is like, you know, we read Rurouni Kenshin in 1 week, and we were so excited. And then next year, we should do that again. So we called it Rurouni Kenshin Week, and so far we've had 2 Rurouni Kenshin Weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This year will be our 3rd Rurouni Kenshin Week.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys need to finish up on your own. I need to help these guys. You're awesome. Keep going.
No problem.
Okay.
No problem.
So, did you say you read or watch?
We read it.
The
manga's better. It makes me so mad how, like, they added so many filler episodes, and then they didn't even do the part with Enishi. It's like, no, that's, like, the best part, because, like, what do you think?
Which one's Enishi again?
Enishi is Tomoe's brother.
I haven't read it in a while.
It was Kenshin's wife who killed his brother.
That's the
best part. Like when you think that Karu's dead, you're like, no, Karu.
Okay,
that was a spoiler.
Spoilers. Snape kills Dumbledore.
That's like the ultimate spoiler.
I know.
Spoiler alert: Snape kills Dumbledore.
Dude, that's old news.
Matt, you know Blonde Matt. You ruined that for me in 6th grade, and I was so mad at him.
That sucks. That sucks.
It was like a chapter away. Yeah. And I was reading it, and he comes up to me, he's like, Snape kills Dumbledore. I'm like, I'm going to punch you in the face.
And then there's, like, a website that popped up, like, 2 weeks later called Dumbledore Isn't Dead.
Yeah, I read that.
And everyone was like, he's not dead. There's no way. I mean, he's Dumbledore. And J.K. Rowling's like, no, he's dead. He's dead. Yep. Dead as a dormouse.
Dumbledore.
What's a dormouse?
That is a good one.
It's just an expression, dead as a dormouse.
Well, I thought it was doorknob.
That is a doormouse.
I've never heard dormouse before.
My mom is... Whoa, what was I about to say? My mom is Canadian. That's probably why.
Wait, which side?
She's from Vancouver.
It's better.
Vancouver.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really
from the
pretty
good side.
It's so pretty.
She's what? From the good side.
Yay,
not
I'm glad.
Not the crazy nuts other side.
I don't want to go there.
Not from the French side?
I think that's where Robin's from, right?
I don't know.
know.
Have either of you guys seen...
Your mother?
I don't know. I haven't been able
to... Okay. I just... Really, really quickly, I want to talk about the trailer for The Hobbit. Have you seen it?
Are you
excited as heck?
It's got lots of dwarves with talents.
Yes.
I know, I'm so
excited. But it doesn't have David Tennant, and I'm a little sad.
I know, David Tennant is the best. Okay. Watch Doctor Who, you will be hooked.
You will.
Look up Super Junior and see in blue.
I forgot what
Kill
I was
Girls
say.
Generation.
But anyways,
Twilight Sparkle.
We're ending now. See ya. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Awkward silence.